It is the Savage Nation. I can't guarantee I'm going to excite you tonight. In fact, I suspect I'm not going to excite you tonight because I think the excitement that I gave you over the last few days and weeks is enough for a while. And I'm not going to burn myself out in a society of dead people. It's the night of the living dead in America. And I don't know what else to say to you. You've got a scandal bigger than Watergate where people died. And they give each other awards for being great Americans, sounding like Wallbanger and one of his cohorts. I mean, the only other people who call themselves great Americans are in talk radio. I never heard anything like this. And yet today, by the way, I mean, we all love our military guys, the real ones, not the fake ones in the Pentagon. The combat veterans, the combat fighters, we actually love them to death. We know they're the only thing between us and the Islamization of the entire world. Just as we know the street cop is the only thing between us and the animals, the patrol that stroll around in the streets. The actual cops on the street are the Irish wolfhounds, as it were, to protect us from the wolves. And we know that. Not the political chiefs, not the political captains, etc. And it's the same in the military. And yet today, after what's gone on in Benghazi, where people were killed and Obama got away with it, skated because of the media, no other reason. I mean, they tried to have a hearing. Can you imagine if it was a Republican president and there were deaths of an ambassador and others, what would have happened? Do you think the jihadists on the left would have stopped for 1 second? Their holy war, their jihad of socialism slash communism slash anarchism slash anyism, as long as it's anti-Americanism, would it have stopped? It never would have stopped. So it came and went, and they had their hack comedians tell dirty jokes about it. The little guys who would have, in the Holocaust, even though they are of Jewish descent, some of these comedians. You want me to name them? You want me to get into it? I don't care what the ADL says. They can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. Some of them are the types that would have played clowns, bringing children into the death chambers to stay alive another day. That's the type that we have now on television. So I said it. What do I care what you think of me? So today there's a press conference that's so heartbreaking. And I don't want to do a dirge. I could play taps and make you cry. I could start to scream and yell, but I'm not going to do it. There was a press conference called the Navy SEAL Team 6 press conference. And what was it about? These are the parents of the Navy SEALs who were assassinated by the U.S. military in a so-called mission over Afghanistan. But many of us believe they were sent to their deaths by someone or some elements within the Obama administration. Some of the Islamist elements killed them. And I've been screaming about this for 2 years. In fact, I was so moved by the deaths of those SEALs in that helicopter in Afghanistan that I wrote about it in my book, Trickle Down Tyranny, pages 164, 166. And the entire introduction to A Time for War, in fact, the entire novel, is about this. The opening chapter is about the Navy SEAL mission that went down in flames and how it happened, fictionalized, in A Time for War. The book went nowhere because the fraudulent conservatives in the media wouldn't talk about the book because they're jealous of me and they're afraid of me. I wouldn't expect the left wing to talk about it. But I'm going to talk about the issue tonight because there was a meeting today, I should say a hearing at the press club, National Press Club, of the parents of the SEALs who were sent to their deaths by elements within the Obama administration. And every once in a while, a voice appears that cuts through it all. As Hemingway said, the truth has a certain ring to it. I want you to listen to the father of, don't play it till I say play it, Aaron Vaughn. He has a name. He was a Navy SEAL. He was sent to his death by elements within the Obama administration who put him on an old Chinook helicopter to die. Oh, yes. I knew that. I saw that. I'm not the only one who saw it. You know who else saw it? His mother and father, whose hearts were broken. Billy Vaughn spoke today about his dead son, Aaron Vaughn. And when you listen to this American man, when you hear the voice of Billy Vaughn, you'll hear the voice of an American man, the type of American who produces a Navy SEAL. Listen to clip one.
When Aaron was a SEAL, he said, Dad, you won't believe the choppers we fly in. They're like nothing I've ever seen. But do you know what? My son wasn't on that chopper that night. You know why? Because President Barack Obama had increased the special op missions from August of 2010 until July of 2011, 1 month before the shootdown of Extortion 17, the number of spec op missions in Afghanistan, according to our military, was an average of 334 per month.
So Obama put the special ops into 334 missions a month, running down their equipment and running down the men. That's number one. You just learned that today at the national press conference that nobody covered. In fact, my producer went onto YouTube and he said only 400 people had viewed it. I guess they were interested in which skirt fell up over which Sunset Boulevard slut on which street today, or whether the boy killer is found guilty and she's gonna be executed. But let's go on to the next point that Billy Vaughn brought up today, because I'm going to do it whether 400 people listen, 400,000, I don't care how many listen, because this will be archived. I want you to now this went on today. National Press Club conference, Navy SEAL Team 6 families reveal government's culpability in death of their sons. Not the laughing comedians who are not married and have no children. No, not them. Not those comedians. Not the left-wing jihadists in Hollywood. No, the sons of the real Americans died. Listen to clip 3 now.
If my son had gone in on an MH-47 that night with guns blazing and they'd been shot out of the sky, it'd be a whole lot easier to live with. Admiral Harward made the statement to the grieving families at the debriefing that day. We want to win the hearts and minds of the enemy. Aaron Vaughn did not become a Navy SEAL Team 6 Gold Squad to win the hearts and the minds of the Islamic jihadists. He became a Navy SEAL to fight for this republic and defeat the enemy. And I'll tell you right now, any American flag officer who does not want to defeat the enemy needs to find another job.
God in heaven, you're listening to the voice of a real American as opposed to someone who has gone over to the other side, either by birth, genetics, or by insanity. Now it gets even worse. Listen to clip 4.
Mr. Obama, President Obama, you need to step up or step down. You must step up and defend our warriors. You must step up and show the outrage that you have shown when the religion of Islam is disrespected. You must step up and defend our warriors. President Obama, your silence will be your consent. I tell you today, we have sheep and wolves in high places, and they are getting our sheepdogs killed unnecessarily.
Oh, my God. Well, now, if that's not enough for you people listening to the Savage Nation across America, we'll conclude with the last clip today of Mr. Vaughn in 5.
What difference does it make at this point? I'll tell you what difference it makes. Men and women all over the world, in places where our men have shed their blood for this republic, are not living under communism today. World War I and World War II, hundreds of thousands of Americans went abroad and around the world to fight for freedom. What difference at this point does it make? Because Europe, Japan, and many places in Asia are free today because Americans have shed their blood, Mrs. Clinton.
Yeah. Now, of course, let's tie this in to the Boston bombing by the Islamists who were working in a cell. This has been covered up again by the FBI. Came out today. They didn't share any of their information about the bombers going to the Krapistan nation they came from to get training. The FBI, the Federal Bureau of Islamization, is what some are calling it. That's the new FBI, the Federal Bureau of Islamization, did not share that information with the Boston police. And so people are starting to scream out there. But the fact of the matter is, you heard today from Mr. Vaughn that they sent his son to die. You heard today that they were sent into battle in an old helicopter. You heard today on the Savage Nation that they were told not to fire back at the enemy because they want to win the hearts and minds of the terrorists. You heard today that the denial of request for pre-assault fire may have contributed to the death of these men and the shootdown of the helicopter. You heard today how Afghan forces accompanying the Navy SEAL Team 6 servicemen on the helicopter were not properly vetted, and how they, the Afghanis on the helicopter, possibly Mr. Obama, disclosed classified information to the Taliban about the mission resulting in the shootdown of that helicopter. And today you learn how military brass having everything brass except what counts between their legs, who prohibited any mention of a Judeo-Christian God, invited a Muslim cleric to the funeral of the fallen Navy SEAL Team 6 heroes, who disparaged in Arabic at their funerals the memory of these servicemen by damning them as infidels to Allah. You heard me, didn't you? That's what your Muslim president did to them. You don't know any of this because you're too busy laughing. You're laughing all the way to your own demise. That's right. That is right. The military brass invited a Muslim cleric to the funeral for the fallen Navy SEAL Team 6 heroes. And at the funeral, he disparaged them in Arabic. He called them infidels to Allah. A video of the Muslim cleric's so-called prayer was shown with a certified translation today. Did you hear any of that? You didn't hear any of that. You didn't hear any of that. So as I said to you, I'm not going to get angry because what's the point? Yesterday I disclosed that three generals and one admiral were dismissed by Obama shortly after the Benghazi cover-up in order to keep it covered up because they apparently said that they're going to testify. They know what happened. General Ralph Baker, General William Kip Ward, Rear Admiral Charles Guet, and General Carter Ham were thrown out by Obama because they wanted to come forward with the truth. Two of them wanted to come forward to assist the beleaguered U.S. missions in Benghazi. So again, I'm going to have to read you something to confirm what I'm saying to you that has nothing to do with what I just read to you, which came to me today from a leading person who publishes articles about the radio industry. He said, Michael Savage, I love the warning you gave us on the show this week about how U.S. citizens should not react to Obama with violence, because that's exactly what Napolitano and Obama are trying to spark. And if they do react violently, the clampdown from the Obamaites will follow via their billion bullets and armored vehicles. You tell the truth, Savage, without anger like some in the media. You have a humorous approach that doesn't wear on the nerves, and you don't limit yourself to strict partisan politics. That came to me from someone in the industry. I'm not asking for your support. I'm just telling you that we're living in very bad times right now. I know people who have bought property out of America. Men who own, I'll give you an example. There's a man in here who owns a muffler shop. A regular American guy, a blue-collar guy, built himself up, owns a muffler shop. He's bought a property in Central America and stocked it with food and clothing because he believes that this government will come one day to seize his property. That's the faith that they have in Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Eric Holder, Janet Napolitano, and the Federal Bureau of Islamization. What can I ask you to call the show? What are you going to say that I haven't said? So I'm going to keep talking. If you care to call the show, it is a talk show, and it's about talking. I felt so strongly about the shoot down of that helicopter. I knew it was a conspiracy. I knew they sent the SEALs to die after they got Osama bin Laden. I knew it. I was positive. Now, none of the people said that today, because no one could ever prove that. Government has too much power, and they're too secretive to ever prove it. They were sent to die. They were sent to their deaths. And God only knows who in the Obama administration did it. You would think the Republicans would have held a hearing, wouldn't you? But there are no Republicans. There are only Demicans. There are only Demicans. Put a DR next to their name. No, never. Don't put R next to the name of, for example, that character from the Carolinas, that one who's in favor of granting amnesty to 30 million illegal aliens, that so-called Lindsey Graham, the creature from the Black Lagoon, that creature from the swamps of the Carolinas, that thing voted today against securing the border before granting amnesty to the illegal aliens. That's Lindsey Graham. He's not an R. He's a DR. He's a Democrat Republican. And so I don't expect them to talk about this. I don't expect them to hold hearings, but we're holding a hearing today on the Savage Nation. We are so far talking about the downing of the Navy SEALs, which you know nothing about. More Navy SEALs died in that one mission than in the entire history of their units. And none ever died. And Obama did it. He was the commander-in-chief. This man was the commander-in-chief when they all died. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you care? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to hold a vote on the Savage Nation now before I take the break. I have to take a break. Do you want me to continue with this story about what Obama's done to the SEALs and the military or not? Because if you don't, I'll go on. I'll move on. I have other stories I can talk about. For example, I can go light. I'll give you some light classical savage tonight. Should kids be allowed to find dining restaurants? Of course not. I raise children. I hope they ban them. Yeah. Why would you want to eat around children screaming? I had someone once when I was younger change a diaper in front of me on a table. He's a Berkeley supporter of Obama today. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM14. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM14.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Here's a vote. Traffic northbound 101 3rd Street in San Francisco. Crash 3 cars. That's keeping people from getting to the Giants game tonight. Traffic backed up before Highway 380. Southbound or northbound 280 also slow from 380 as you head up towards Daly City. Northbound 101 heavy up the peninsula from Woodside Road to Highway 92. Southbound slow from Palo Alto down to Highway 85. And in the East Bay, eastbound 24 slow 580 to the Caldecott Tunnel. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 450 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now, through May, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 1-800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 5/31/13.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
I get it. Oh, yes, it's so right-wing. It's just so déclassé to play the Air Force song. I get it. It's just so, oh, it's unbelievably boring. It really is to talk about those Navy SEALs and all. I mean, it wasn't about some gay guy who was slurred somewhere. And let's see, it wasn't about a fake hate crime, was it? Nah, just Navy crackers that went down. Who cares about them? Who cares that Obama fired three generals and an admiral to cover up Benghazi? You certainly don't. By the way, I looked into why they fired. I couldn't believe that I read this. I mean, I said, this can't be true. Remember Obama fired the admiral who wanted to save Benghazi victims? He was accused of profanity. They got rid of a man who was the admiral who commanded a carrier strike group. Do you know what an investment in his life it took to get there and what the government spent for him to get there? And yet Obama fired him, probably because he was going to say he could have sent their assets. Do you know when he cursed? Can you imagine that they threw a man out like that? He used profanity during a roast in front of other officers. Can you believe that Obama did this to him? You're watching Stalin's Purge of the Military. Read it. Stalin's Purge of the Military. Only this time he's got big ears.
Savage.
This is an urgent call to action. If the thought of Barack Obama's next 4 years makes you cringe, you need to hear this. President Obama is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, which are grounds for impeachment, as is laid out in the Constitution. In addition to trying to wipe out the Second Amendment, Obama lied to the American people about the terrorist attack in Benghazi, covered up the Fast and Furious scandal, along with four other impeachable offenses. And it appears members of Congress are close to action. The Conservative Majority Fund has a plan to begin hearings, but it starts with you. Call now to sign the official petition to impeach Barack Hussein Obama. Call 1-800-332-1499 to sign the petition. Call 1-800-332-1499 today. And if you call in the next 6 minutes, you'll receive a free Impeach Obama bumper sticker. So call 1-800-332-1499. Again, call 1-800-332-1499. That's 1-800-332-1499.
Paid for by the Conservative Majority Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. ConservativesNow.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. A Vacaville High School teacher has been arrested on suspicion of committing lewd and lascivious acts on a female student. Vacaville police say 47-year-old English and drama instructor Rodney Orozco turned himself into police and was booked on the felony charge. A Vacaville middle school teacher is also under arrest after a loaded gun and drugs were found in his car. Police acting on a tip say they found the gun, cocaine, and marijuana in the car of 53-year-old Bobby Chambers of Chico. Taking a look at the roadways, Golden Gate Bridge northbound just past Toll Plaza. Reports of a hit-and-run accident. Unclear if any lanes are blocked at the moment or if it's been cleared. San Jose northbound 280 Meridian Avenue have a stalled car. There's a traffic break to move it off to the right side. Slow traffic on the peninsula, still northbound 101 Woodside Road up towards Highway 92. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Over 200,000 customers are having a better hair day because of Ovation Cell Therapy.
I had a brush full of hair every day. Since I started using Ovation, my hair is fuller and it's not falling out in the shower or the brush. Ovation also worked for my husband with his breakage. Thanks for a wonderful product.
I'm a 40-year-old woman with extremely fine hair and I've been coloring it for over 25 years. Using Ovation has decreased my hair loss and increased the fullness of my hair. I plan on using this product for the rest of my life.
Ovation works great. After my baby was born, my hair was falling out and breaking off like crazy. Now my hair looks and feels better and is growing faster than it ever has. Thanks, Ovation.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. ovationhair.com.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
You wanted it, you got it. Big Easy Click deals are back at Lumber Liquidators Easy Click Flooring Sale. Save up to 48% versus comparable floors at big box stores. Get big coupon savings and save up to 33% off our best laminates. Up to 22% off Easy Click Hardwood. Up to 26% off Easy Click Vinyl Wood Plank. Plus special financing. Easy to install, easy to finance, easy to save. It just clicks. Easy Click Flooring Sale is going on now, so get to LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
American Vision Windows, it's a name you can trust. They've installed my windows, and I am so pleased. And here's the special spring offer from American Vision Windows. You're going to get free installation when you order your windows from American Vision Windows. And you're also going to have the sound coming into your home reduced because they're going to give you a free sound package upgrade. And, of course, these windows have better weather stripping. This is up to a $2,000 value. Better weather stripping because it's triple fin weather stripping. Better screens because they're treated with Microban. That's a coating that reduces pollen and dust entering your home to help you breathe easier and cleaner, whether your windows are open and closed. And, of course, these new windows from American Vision Windows are so energy efficient. And they look beautiful inside and out. Okay, call to get an estimate on this special spring offer. American Vision Windows, 888-392-4343. AmericanVisionWindows.com, 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326. Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
Admiral Nimitz to Admiral Stickets in one generation. From Horatio Hornblower to, I can't do it, it's a family show. Welcome back to the program. I read that of all the services, the Navy has been the most aggressive in firing people. In fact, according to statistics gathered by the Navy Times newspaper, under Barack Hussein Obama, more than 20 Navy commanding officers were fired in 2012 alone for inappropriate behavior and misconduct. Another six commanding officers dismissed so far this year by Barack Hussein Obama. Do you have any idea what this means? Do you understand that this is the purging of the military? This is the purging of any independent-minded military man who could stand up to this gang, this illegitimate gang that is planning something. I'm convinced of it. The more I look into what they're doing to the military, the more terrifying it looks to me, combined with the billion bullets that they're giving to that monster, Napolitano, and her tanks, and the Federal Bureau of Islamization, it doesn't look good. The people are starting to see through this. Something's wrong here. No one can believe this is going on. There's something wrong here. There's something wrong with this picture. Now, I started by talking about the SEALs helicopter crash, right? And I asked in Trickle Down Tyranny, yes, he's quoting from his own book, why shouldn't I? If I was advanced, if I was ahead of everybody by 2 years, why shouldn't I quote my own book? I should be ashamed of it? Why, because I'm not a nightclub comedian? pages 164 or 166 of Trickle Down Tyranny, Obama and the Destruction of the U.S. Military. I won't read it to you. But I asked, why were the SEALs sent in on a single transport helicopter that is known to be slow and vulnerable, a helicopter that was shot down by a single rocket-propelled grenade? I asked then, who authorized the mission? Was it a general who issued the order? Worse yet, was it a girl from Harvard University who was put into the White House like an agent of the KGB who said, go ahead and use that helicopter? So I asked for a hearing. We don't know how or why it was done. The important thing is that Obama, as commander-in-chief, and he has not authorized an investigation, nor has he shown the correct moral outrage over the death of so many members of this elite fighting unit. And that's what I wrote then. And today we had the hearings, and you heard nothing about them. Instead, you're waiting for the results of the football game. Last night, someone said to me after the show who didn't know me, I was somewhere, I don't remember, she said to me, oh, are you a sports fan? Because the Warriors are up. She said, no, we're up 6 points. I bit my tongue. I said, no, I'm not really interested in basketball. She's a nice person. Here's the problem. She was a nice person, not stupid, but an ignoramus nevertheless. She's one of the many ignorami that permits a nation to die. All right, whatever. That's what I could talk about kids in a restaurant. Let's pump it up a little now. How about a piece of music? I'll go to some callers. Here's one of like the theme from Patton. Let's wake them up and talk about children with diapers in restaurants, with guys with ponytails who are bald in the front. You got the theme from Patton ready? If not, that's it. The slow part you're giving me. They don't want to hear a fife. Okay, kill it, kill it. Bad radio. We don't start with slow on radio. Radio is instant. Radio is instant. Either you hold the audience or they take a walk. They listen to whatever. I don't know what they listen to. 72 state. Again now? Okay, knock it off. I don't want to hear it. You don't have to replay it when I said no. It's over. The record's broken. As I was just quoted in a radio in publication, callers and songs and sound bites are just records. If the caller's no good, you hang up on him and break the record. Otherwise, you lose your rock and roll show. What would you like to talk about? This? Yes? No? Maybe? Yes, is it a big market? Is it a big market topic, or is it only a small, let's say, boondock kind of subject? Something you'd hear on a cracker radio show in Omaha, Nebraska. Is that something big city people care about, the death of SEALs? How can we love our SEALs so much when they allegedly boost Obama's ego and image, as put forward by Harvey Weinstein or the Discovery Channel, but when it's about Obama's failures, where he was the commander-in-chief and people died in Benghazi, they died on helicopters, you don't hear about it. How is that possible? Well, you have to answer that question. I answered it by asking it. You know, tonight the show will be over at some point. I've got a headache right now. I was very energetic last night. Tonight I have very low energy. I don't know what it is. I do know what it is. But I have a headache, and in a couple of hours, 2-3 hours, the show will be over. The lights will go down. The Klieg lights go off. The ISDN gets clicked off. The Telos gets clicked off. I put on my hat. I put on my raincoat. I look into the studio forlornly as I close the door. I walk out of the building. I go down in the street. I get in my car, and I go home just like you. And then I face the darkness just like you do. So believe me, I understand there's a bigger world than what I'm talking about. But what would you like me to talk about that has any meaning whatsoever? If we're not going to talk about the sacrifice of our heroes by this illegitimate administration and by the negligence of this illegitimate media that we have, what is there to talk about? What is worth talking about? I ask you. I throw myself before you and ask you. What is there to talk about other than this disgrace in the White House? This fraudulent operation. So I'll take your calls. Not going to get angry. I told you that's not good. It is not good for me to get angry for you. Because women are afraid when men get angry. They think that you're like a wife beater or something like that. And they run for the hills. They turn the show off. And of the millions of listeners I have, I know I have about 8 to 33 women listeners across America. Of the millions of listeners. And so I can't alienate the 33 women savagettes that I have who still listen. They get frightened when they hear a loud male. Loud males need to disappear in America. Instead, you have to have big ears and be able to be a nightclub performer in front of the press and act ashamed when you tell a joke and everyone laughs. Sort of false humility with a big smile and sort of a grin. Then the women eat you, then they'll vote for you. In between their McDonald's and their food stamps, the average American woman, and they don't work that type either. No, they don't work. They got their McDonald's, and they got their food stamp. They got their Medicare, Medicaid, and the environment. What more do they need? They don't need the truth. The truth hurts. Truth's a heavy burden. He's not heavy, Father. He's my brother. He's not heavy, Father. He's my brother. So if any of you have been listening to me for many years, you know that I'm about to do a seat change. I've done it. I've done it, brother. I've done my piece for my dead brother. I told you many years ago I would have retired a long time ago. I would have disappeared from the media. But I live for two people. I live for a brother who died when he was very young, who could never talk, walk, see, or hear. And I feel that God has given me all these extra years in my life, which I never thought I'd have, for him, to live for him. In many ways, I feel that I'm doing this show for my brother Jerome, who never saw one thing on this earth. He never saw a flower. He never saw anything. And he died in a horrible cesspool of a mental hospital in New York City where he was sent to die. He suffered and he died. I don't know why God did that to him. And I feel that tonight, I don't know why, I feel like his death, the death of the SEALs in some ways, is connected. He wasn't a warrior. He didn't fly a helicopter. He didn't fire guns. He didn't defend America. But in some ways, I feel that I'm talking about him tonight. I don't know why. I don't know why. I have no way to put these things together. I get into states of mind that I can't even explain, and I don't think I need to. I'll just go on and on with it. I'll just do my soliloquy. I feel very Shakespearean tonight. I feel as though I'm a man alone in a castle, and no one's listening to me. But I need to speak and be heard. And sometimes in soliloquies, you ramble on, and there's the fool, and there's the madman, and there's the genius, and there's a touch of the saint, and there's a touch of Frankenstein, and there's a touch of Einstein. There's a touch of my Stein, your Stein, his Stein. There's a touch of everything in those soliloquies. And you have to let people decide whether it's worth listening to. I don't know that talk radio can sustain a soliloquy anymore. I don't know if it exists. But that's the kind of show I've done for years, and I have to continue to do what I've been doing because I don't know how to do anything else. I heard the pain of Mr. Vaughn. I heard that patriotic American who produced a Navy SEAL. You understand what I'm saying to you? You know what kind of parents it takes to make a Navy SEAL? Do you know what it takes, especially in this country, to produce a warrior, to overcome all of the ninnies in this society, all of these sickos, and all of the anti-American vermin in the school systems, to produce a son who's not only willing to die for the country, but then go on to the highest level there is, and then to be sacrificed by this administration? Do you know what that's like? I don't, but Mr. Vaughn does. You heard it in his voice. He didn't break and he didn't cry. He didn't get up there and do a soliloquy. He said it like it was. He told you what happened to his son. He told you Osama bin Laden, Barack Obama did it to him. He said, without saying it, that his son was sacrificed by the president who didn't even have the dignity to come to the funeral. Instead, he sent a Muslim cleric who basically cursed the dead SEALs in Arabic and called them infidels. This is what your military has become. How can anyone listening to this show who works for this government, who still has a scintilla of pride in this country, not listen to me and understand that if you don't stand up and risk your career, if you don't stand up and step out from your own fears and your own pension fears and your own fears of the woman over you, if you don't step out from behind the skirt of that woman that they put over you, this country is doomed. But anyway, what can I say to you? Do you want me to go on with this? Did you want me to continue with the soliloquy? I'll stop. I'll just talk about diapers and restaurants. I'll go from the sublime to the ridiculous. Or you could decide which is more sublime and which is more ridiculous. Because now there's a movement in the country, as I told you, to ban little children from fine restaurants. Oh, God, let me know where they are. Let me know where I could have one night out without a liberal. You ever see them come to restaurants with coloring books now? Coloring books and cue cards And they think it's like a ding-dong school. You're there after work to have a dinner, maybe a romantic dinner or just a quiet dinner. And they're doing a lesson next to you with their daughter or their son. Usually a guy over 50, got married late in life, bald in front, ponytail behind. And they do a lesson, and they have the child recite, "So who was the 14th president of the United States?" And there goes the child. I don't blame the child, et cetera, in the restaurant. A lesson. That's not bad. That's not the worst. I told you many decades ago when I had a so-called friend who I dumped in 83, 84. I've never heard from him again. But the thing is I heard that he supports, through someone, Obama. He became a radical communist, a failed doctor, never went anywhere in life. When he was young, we went out one night, him and the wife. And he had a kid. I don't know what happened to the kid. Never heard of him, never distinguished himself in any way. And the father and mother took the kid's diaper off on the Chinese, on the restaurant, in the Chinese restaurant table. I swear to God. Just as I don't have to get more graphic. And changed the diaper on the table while continuing the conversation, drinking the cheap wine. Well, years later, I mean, we just moved apart. And he went to medical school to get the drugs out of the cabinet. In fact, he boasted about it. He said, "Oh, yeah, it's great to go into medicine because you can get all those free drugs." He said it nakedly. Nakedly. Now, he's a big Obama supporter today. So, I mean, there are extremes in the restaurant world. And I could do that as well. I mean, I could do the burlesque. I could do the Catskillian. I can do the Rascalian, the Catskillian. I can give you a pizza recipe, a meatball recipe, a pasta recipe. I can give you an eggplant recipe. I can give you a Navy SEAL recipe. I can give you a recipe for disaster. I can give you a recipe for salvation. Whatever you'd like. Because it's only one life, and I'm living it. I'm living it every night on the radio. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing it with the good graces of you-know-who. This would not be happening were it not for somebody upstairs who put me here. I told you that. Mike was counted out several times in his life. He's hit by cars. He's been hit by cars four times. He's fallen off a cliff one time. There were other close calls, and each time he's come back, bounced back nine. They say a cat has nine lives. Well, I hope this cat has more than 12 lives. I'll be right back.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Yeah, well, give me the Washington Post already. That's what I'm waiting for. Hit the button. All right, well, we're having a soliloquy here again with no music that I asked for, so I'm not going to perform until I hear the Washington Post on the Savage Nation. A little slow, that's all, a 40-second delay. They were busy eating Doritos in the studio. Blew the timing off already. It's like going out on a mission and the gun goes off and shoots you in the foot. Welcome to the Savage Nation. This is live radio, so you see the props falling over once in a while. When I was a kid, my favorite shows were on around midnight on obscure channels. There was a Spanish show, the Perucho Hour. I swear to God, I remember it to this day. My friend and I would stay up late. We'd laugh hysterically. It was so amateurish that sets would fall over in the middle. I mean, what do they call it today? Costume thing? What do they call it when a costume breaks and a girl's, when a thing falls, whatever. That went on. We would laugh hysterically. We wait for that. I think they did it. Who knows if they did it on purpose? If I remember it 3,000 years later, is it possible? It was like my relatives were Sumerians who first brewed beer. That's how long ago that was. So yesterday's disclosure in the Savage Nation was that three generals and one admiral were fired by Obama because they were going to blow the lid off Benghazi. You don't care. That didn't make it to you. Today, Navy SEALs, parents, the survivors of that ill-fated mission, who was sent to their death by someone in the Obama administration who should be imprisoned for what was done to them. Jail. Jail. At the very least, imprisoned for incompetence. There was the Navy SEAL Team 6 families met today at the National Press Club, but didn't make it to your brain. Oh, no. No, not a big story. And I played that. I'm not going to play it again for effect. I can't. It's too heartbreaking to hear the voice of the father of the Dead Seal, Billy Vaughn. I can't imagine what this man must feel. I can't imagine it. Thank goodness I don't have to feel it. How about clip 8? Maybe that's one you'd like to hear again. Hillary.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
Well, Mr. Vaughn, whose son was sacrificed by the Obama administration as a Navy SEAL in that ill-fated helicopter shootdown in Afghanistan, still not investigated by the Federal Bureau of Islamization or anyone in the military. In clip 5, he has an opinion on what difference it makes. Listen to 05.
What difference does it make at this point? I'll tell you what difference it makes. Men and women all over the world, in places where our men have shed their blood for this republic, are not living under communism today. World War I and World War II, hundreds of thousands of Americans went abroad and around the world to fight for freedom. What difference at this point does it make? Because Europe, Japan, and many places in Asia are free today because Americans have shed their blood, Mrs. Clinton.
See, that's the voice of a real American. Voices you hardly ever hear anymore. That's the voice of a real American who produced a real Navy SEAL who died for his country. That's not the voice, for example, of the father. Well, forget, I can do some things now. I don't dare. So you don't have to limit my punches. As I said in an interview, you know, you got to hold back some punches because they're too powerful. So I'm going to hold back some of the things tonight, save them for another time, because this is too tragic to even talk about. I'm not depressed. It's not like I'm depressed over all of this. And I'm not even tired. I'm not even tired from it all. That's not the issue. There's some other emotion that's ruling me tonight. I can't even put my hand on it. And I'll get to it later. We'll see what it is. I live through my show, and I'd like to take your calls is what I'd like to do. Let's go to WMAL on line 9. Teresa, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. I just want to tell you that I'm a female, married, live in the third world, Washington, D.C. area, and I love you, and I feel the same way you do. I have the feeling in my heart, and like you, I don't know what it is. I don't want to give up. I used to love America with all my heart, and I just can't trust anybody anymore.
How can you trust this government? How can you trust these people? Navy SEALs die and no one's culpable. The Boston bombs go off and nobody loses their job. Instead, they order another 200 million bullets. Who are they? What are the bullets for the Department of Homeland Security for? She didn't have one of her agents fire one bullet in Boston. So what are the bullets for? What, are we stupid?
I agree.
See, people are starting to put 2 and 3 together and coming up with 7. Okay, thank you for the call. All right, well, look, we'll continue. I don't know, maybe I want to go on to something else. Let's see, it must be something more exciting. Let's go to the Drudge Report. Let's see what Matt put up tonight. Headline. Oh, the idle. Tornado activity hit 60-year low. Idle carnage. Even he knows which way the wind blows. Colorado to become first state to tax marijuana. Afghanistan whistleblower, White House trying to silence me. Boehner and McConnell refused to appoint members to the death panel to Obamacare. The Health and Human Services is going to budget $150 million to teach people how to enroll. Hillary accepts public service award on day of Benghazi hearings. Could you believe this? Susan Rice honored last night as a great American.
The woman who invented at this point doesn't
no, no, not,
make.
No, I didn't ask for that. Did I ask for it? Let's not get creative here. Susan Rice honored as great American. That was the night that it was discovered that she invented the Muslim YouTube tape. She was honored as a great American. Great American. You hear? Only Wallbanger calls himself a great American. Oh, God. You're a great American. Well, I'm a great American. You're a great American. Call him a grating American, not a great American. Call that a grating American. Let's see. Rush. I got a nut caught in my throat. Russia. I shouldn't eat nuts during a show, and I know it. I went off my tea and honey diet. I went to eat nuts with salt and caught in my throat. Sinatra would have ended his career if he did what I just did. Choking to death here. I think I have a nut allergy. I really do need a break. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM14. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM14.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. TAXDEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Weekdays at noon.
It's like a beautiful flower that'll emerge, and you'll have an aha moment, and you'll realize how naive you have been over the years as a liberal.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey!
See, because there's no draft, no one cares about this except for military families. Ex-military. That's about it. We're a very small minority of people care. I don't even think in Israel they would care about a story about soldiers being sacrificed by a corrupt government anymore. They're interested in whether they can get a card to Macy's in Israel, get out of the military, evade the draft, and go to America and buy things in Bloomingdale's. So today comes out at another congressional hearing that, here's the headline, FBI under fire, didn't tell Boston PD about marathon bombing suspects. You hear this under Obama's FBI, the Federal Bureau of Islamization? Here's the story from, this is from ABC News, no less, not some right-wing outlet, unless this is now right-wing. Now ABC will be considered right-wing. The FBI never told the Boston police or the Massachusetts State Police about possible Russian terror connections of the suspected marathon bombers until 3.5 days after the attack. Officials today testified before the House Homeland Security Committee. You hear this? Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis told Rep. Mike McCall, our Texas, that his department was not told before the bombing that the FBI had opened an investigation into Tamerlan Sarnov in 2011 or that Sarnov had traveled to the North Caucasus in 2012, even though he had three detectives and a sergeant assigned to the Joint Terror Task Force with the FBI. Why didn't he tell him? Because Obama, who has a middle name called Hussein, you don't want to hear it, I'll say it again, has a certain weakness or doesn't want to offend, however way you want to put it. I'm not going to go all the way to the other point of this discussion. He has either a sympathy or a weakness for things Islamic, and he doesn't want to offend the Muslim world, especially the local Muslim activists who now control the FBI with a certain seminars, training, how to be sensitive. So that's why I affectionately call the FBI the Federal Bureau of Islamization, because that's what it seems to me to be functioning, unless I was going in that direction. Anyone who dares say one word is considered an enemy of the state. While the hearing in Washington was underway, police in Worcester revealed that the body of Tamerlan Sarnov and is now entombed at a location that was not disclosed, removed from the city. Removed. Oh, they couldn't throw it in Boston Bay, let the crabs have a feast. Well, then it would have polluted the crabs. Then nobody would buy a Boston crab after that or a Boston cod. Boston cod. I think Boston cod is overrated anyway, to be honest with you. I don't like bottom feeders. I don't eat them. Like San Francisco has a lot of fish, like petrolli. When you actually look at it, they lay in the mud. You think about it. I'll have. Is it fresh? Yeah, it's fresh. What do you mean fresh? They just pulled it out of the muck? How fresh can that be? Give me some calamari. I did it today anyway. I had calamari for lunch. I know I shouldn't. I didn't even ask where it came from. Probably Korea, polluted out of a sewer. It didn't matter. It was with French fries. I don't care anymore. Because I got a good report from the doctor yesterday. I indulged. I'll have a four-egg omelet after the show tonight. What's the point anymore? What am I keeping myself in such good shape for? What for? Running, exercising, barbells, dumbbells. Low cholesterol, high cholesterol, this cholesterol, low salt. For what? For what? So that the country can be destroyed in front of my... I'm sick of it all. I may as well have an egg omelet. What's the difference? I say to myself. All right, let's go to some callers. Ken in Memphis, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Dr. Savage, for everything that you do for our great United States of America.
I try not to be too comedic in the political arena, but it's impossible not to go into this with agony over what they did to Mr. Vaughn. So you knew him?
No, I am a member of the Patriot Guard Riders, and we held the flag line for Petty Officer First Class Aaron Carson Vaughn of the Unit 6 Navy SEAL team. One of the things that I remember from that service was that his fellow SEAL team member told all of us, and many of them spoke, but one comment that I remember in particular was that when Aaron Carson Vaughn finished a mission, that they would reunite and they would debrief about how the mission went. And Aaron Carson Vaughn always said, after almost every mission, that he was glad that mission was over, and he was glad to have served and been of service to all of the families of 9/11 who not only suffered their losses, but were still continuing to suffer today.
All right, so he's an American patriot, and I that's why I'm trying to do this show tonight. His parents were in front of the National Press Club, and no one covered it. Only 400 people watched it on YouTube. I can guarantee you'll be 4 million hits on Jody Arias' underwear. 40 million. That's the country you live in. That's because you may as well call it what it is. You understand what happened to the country. You know who destroyed it. You know how it happened, don't you? The media did it. The devils in the media did it. That's what did it. I mean, they destroyed the mind of America. The media destroyed the minds of America. They destroyed the whole country. So I can only do it. I'm one man. I mean, it's only one guy. That's all. Hey, Rubio's ad on immigration reform. This was a kick today. I've called Rubio a turncoat for a long while now, even while Rush was still, you know, kissing his behind, along with his minions, saying, "Well, although Rubio's a little wrong on it, we love the guy. Love him." Well, I've been telling you who he was for a while. He's a shill for powers you can't even imagine. He is a shill as sure as I'm sitting here. As sure as my dog is scratching a flea. Rubio is a shill for powers you can't even imagine. They're running ads on radio and television which say, "Stop amnesty. Vote for conservative immigration. I'm Marco Rubio." I said, this is out of the Soviet era. You talk about disinformation. Listen to clip 6 now. You can't believe this.
Anyone who thinks that what we have now in immigration is not a problem is fooling themselves. What we have in place today is de facto amnesty.
Conservative leaders have a plan. The toughest enforcement measure in the history of the United States.
Oh, sure.
They have to pass the background check. They have to be able to pay a registration fee.
Oh,
they have
sure.
to pay a fine.
Border security on steroids.
Liar.
Border triggers.
Liar.
Giveaways for
liars.
No federal benefits, no food.
Liar,
no
you ice cream man,
no
you.
Obamacare. They have to prove that they're gainfully employed.
Liar!
Very conservative. A tough line. On
liar! You lousy liar, you.
Enforcement measures in the history of the United
you
States.
You lying.
Potentially in the world. And it once and for all deals with the issue of those that are here illegally, but does so in a way that's fair and compassionate, but does not encourage people to come illegally in the future, and isn't
no.
unfair to the people that have done it the right
oh,
way.
No.
Stand with Marco Rubio to
Marco.
End de facto amnesty. Support conservative immigration reform.
It's so bad. It is so bad that I don't know who would believe that. Now, it's aimed at you, by the way. Now, here's something you don't know. All of these Rubio fake ads trying to trick you will run on Rush's show and Wallbanger's show, but not on my show. What does that tell you? Think about it. The forces behind amnesty put together this fake ad. They go to the syndicator and they say, run it on Rush's show and on Hannity's show. So far as I know, it's not running anywhere on my show across America. What do you need any more information than that? I'm laying it on the line. They're punishing me. But I don't, I mean, why are they punishing me? Because they know that I know that Rubio's a fraud. That's all. So there it is. That's all. What would you like to talk about? Is this important to anybody out there? I don't know what's important to anybody. I do and I don't. I don't know and I do know. FBI under fire didn't tell Boston PD about marathon bombing. To me, that's a crime. To me, it's a hearing and the guy is demoted, thrown out, and fired. To me, Janet Napolitano would have been called before a congressional hearing after Boston, fired. To me, after the Navy SEALs died, there would have been a bloody murder hearing and somebody in the military would have been put in jail. Not just fired, imprisoned. That's the world I live in. But in many ways, I guess I'm a fundamentalist. I don't mean religiously. I'm a political fundamentalist at heart. I just want truth and I want honesty in the administration up to a certain point. I'm not a fool. I understand all politicians get there because they're better at lying than the rest of us. In other words, if you're a good liar, you become what? You don't become a social worker. If you're a good liar, you don't become an average doctor. If you're a good liar, you don't become an average teacher. If you're a good liar, you go to law school. They see it when you're young, and they say, hey, that kid can really spin a yarn. He's going right to law school. Let's get him in the best so he can really fleece the public. So then you come out, you run Ring, and if you're really good as a lawyer, what do you become? Well, you become a fake conservative on radio, or you go into Congress. Then if you're a really good liar in Congress, they send you from the House of Representatives to the Senate. You become Lindsey Graham, and you become a DR. Then if you're really good, God only knows what awaits you tomorrow. If you're a really good liar.
Savage.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online.
I started shaking every time I was asked to enter my credit card number. I had it bad.
Identity theft anxiety affects millions of Americans, but it doesn't have to affect you.
That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
Identity Guard Identity Theft Protection was rated best in prevention, and it costs less than a dollar a day.
With Identity Guard, I live life on my terms.
Let Identity Guard give you powerful, effective relief from identity theft anxiety for less than a dollar a day. Just visit identityguard.com/dollar. Act now, and we'll add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your children for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes on Talk 560 KSFO. A sheriff's official says the Northern California search for an ex-convict suspected of fatally shooting his wife and two young daughters is akin to warfare. Shasta County Sheriff's Lieutenant Dave Kent says SWAT teams are proceeding extremely cautiously in the area near the Humboldt County city of Petrolia, where 45-year-old Shane Miller's truck was found yesterday. Officials say a fire that killed a Cloverdale family in their mobile home this week was caused by a power strip that was overloaded with extension cords. The parents and their 4-year-old son died in the fire to their mobile home in the Briarwood Mobile Home Park. Taking a look at traffic, northbound 87 at 85 in San Jose. Got a crash. Left lane is blocked there. Northbound 280 McLaughlin. All lanes open. Earlier crash, though. Look for some heavy traffic. And eastbound Ford Hillcrest Avenue. Still a crash in the center divide. Things slow through Antioch. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone butt call. 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation Cell Therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation Cell Therapy is an exception. I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
How will the new economic policies affect us? Listen, we already know this year is going to cost us a little more than last year. I want you to join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Petucci at a special financial seminar Tuesday, May 14th in Santa Rosa, or Thursday, May 16th in Sunnyvale, both at 7 o'clock. What's the best way now for you to continue saving for your retirement? Join us Tuesday, May 14th at the Hyatt Vineyard in Santa Rosa, or Thursday, May 16th at the Sheraton in Sunnyvale, both 7 o'clock. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com. Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
Watching America sink slowly like a great aircraft carrier going nose down under Captain Obama. Carrier Group Obama. Ships crashing into each other, real naval officers being fired. Yes, indeedy. So, I mean, we were talking about the fact that there was a press conference today at the National Press Club, but it was not as important as whether Jody Arias wore pink or blue today. The father of a Navy SEAL executed by somebody in the Obama administration, no doubt, by being put on a slow-flying Chinook helicopter and sent to die because somebody inside that helicopter gave up their position to the enemy. Yeah, that's one theory. It could be much higher up than that, by the way. And they were sent as sacrificial lambs after Osama bin Laden had been caught in order to calm down the temperature in the Muslim world. How many years have we heard about the Arab Street?
Hey, this is Wolf Blitzer on CNN. We're going to look at the temperature in the Arab Street today, what they think of America. We'd like to know what's inside the heart and mind of the jihadist in Cairo. Nancy, back to you.
I'm more interested in the American Street, not the Arab Street. I could care less about the Arab Street personally. I don't know about you. I never wanted to live in Baghdad. My grandfather didn't emigrate from Russia, so I could wind up living in Tijuana either, by the way. And now Rubio now, they want to turn America into Tijuana. I couldn't believe the ad. You talk about bald-faced lies. Oh, they're going to learn English, you hear? According to the Gang of Eight, they have to learn English. Now, what does that mean? Let's see, 30 million illegal aliens who have to learn English or what? And who investigates whether they've learned English? Wouldn't that be racially profiling? Wouldn't that be racist to check to see if they've learned English? They have to prove they're gainfully employed. By who? Who do they have to prove it to? Are you crazy? It's crazy. Just nuts, the whole thing. Teddy, cut it out. That's my dog is in the studio tonight. He's nervous. He's stop it, Ted. No one's there. No one's bothering you. Stop it. Soon the show shall be over. Another hour and a half. Teddy, cut it out. I put the hat on, I kill the Kleeglites, turn off the microphone, put on the raincoat, get the leash on the attack poodle, he's all of 10 pounds, go into the elevator, go down out of the building, go into the car, drive home in the dark, come home and make a four-egg omelet, figuring what the heck, forget cholesterol tonight. You know what I mean? It's like one of it's one of those, what's the point of it? Who cares? Who can take it anymore? Who can take it when you look and you see what they're doing to the country and no one seems to... I mean, of course, 30% people care and know what's going on. But 70% don't care and don't know. So you do the math. You do the math. You do the math. You do the math. Do we have anything fun on the sound bites tonight? Any fun? We have Hillary asking what difference does it make we played that. Let's see. So let's not do it again. I mean, we don't want to embarrass Hillary Clinton. She's overridden that. She's a great American. She gave herself an award last night as a great American. Hillary cites awful internet video while speaking in front of victims' caskets. Oh, you got that sound of her talking about the video at the funeral of the victims? After Benghazi? Let's hear clip 10.
This has been a difficult week for the State Department and for our country. We've seen the heavy assault on our post in Benghazi that took the lives of those brave men. What? We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
In a sane society, she's out of office. That's it. That alone, finished. Finished in a real Republican, in a democracy, or even a fake democracy, even a putative democracy, a segment of a country representative of the people's will. Finished. Onward. Bingo. No, she'll be president next. That's it. That's what we're being told. Everyone loves her. Women love her. She's a feminist. I mean, hey, look at, isn't it the year of the woman? Look what it's done for us. Feinstein. Let's see who else. A boxer. Look what the year of the women did to America. Feinstein. What was her net wealth before she became chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee? What's her net wealth after she became a senator? Feinstein, boxer, Clinton, Pelosi. Sterling examples of the year of the woman. McCulkin, whatever that one is. I know why the burqa was invented. I look back on it, on what the Arab, why he invented it. See, the burqa is not in the Quran, but I could see now why men decided the burqa was a good idea in those days. When I think of the women in Congress, I can think of the burqa as not a bad idea, as a costume choice. It actually would feel better if only the slits of their eyes showed, because you actually see the devils that most of them are. Oh, yeah, that's how I see. One man's opinion. I mean, don't take me seriously. I'm not, after all, I'm not Tom Brokaw. I'm not ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox News. I'm the castigated, rejected Michael Savage, which is what I like. I actually like it. I kind of like being the outsider. It makes me happy. It fulfills my nature and my destiny to be the eternal outsider. FBI under fire didn't tell Boston PD about marathon bombing suspects. You hear? And no one got fired. No one, nothing. No one got thrown out of the FBI. No hearings, nothing. They didn't say, okay, we need a new director. We need a clean house. They got to stop placating Muslims. It's enough. Change the rule book. Nothing. Zero. That a bomb-sniffing dog that was probably taught not to sniff into a Muslim's backpack in Boston. They probably trained the dog if anyone. Haven't we removed and revamped all the training material for the FBI and the CIA regarding radical Islamic terror? Sure, Obama did that. And it's only veteran soldiers and middle-aged old white guys who believe in the Bible or believe that government is dangerous and that they need guns. They're the bad ones. I mean, these are the terrorists that the FBI was taught to look for. Don't you remember what happened after the Boston bombing when Broken Axelrod came out and said, well, the president thinks it was somebody to do with tax day? That's all. That's the country you're living in. You're the guilty one before it happened. Not them. Certainly not the other. You are the guilty one. It's not your country anymore. It's not your country anymore. Your country's been taken over. Your country's been penetrated. Everything you feared has happened, but you don't know it yet because you haven't read it in the morning paper. And it's still good yet. Still good. Peace on earth, goodwill to man. Business is good. People are wonderful. And how did that go? The 70s bumper sticker? Business is good. No, life is good. People are wonderful and business is great. Something like that. Remember the optimistic 70s? When there were no AIDS, nothing. Life is good, people are wonderful, and business is great. People still had bumper stickers like that. That was pre-everything. Pre-chlamydia, pre-AIDS. I mean, it was unbelievable, the license that people had. We now have political mental AIDS now in the country. The country's dying from a political retrovirus of the political structure. It's a political structure that is literally infected with anti-Americanism. You look at it. Look at their actions and behavior. You don't have to be a novelist to see that. Oh, here comes the president. Oh, look at that. Here he is. Okay. Let's see. Daily News, communist left-wing fanatic newspaper. Placating. A life of pain. Nothing about the SEALs. A life of pain. Cleveland kidnap victim Michelle Knight was gang-raped and bore a child in junior high school a year before abduction horror. Oh. Okay, don't get me started on this story. It's emerging. Sizzle, celebrity photos of the week. Oh, God. Penalty phase in Jodi Arias' murder trial postponed. She's put on suicide. Oh, poor baby. Oh, poor baby with the fake eyeglasses. With the Abercrombie & Fitch to plus-size customers shop elsewhere. Stores carry no XL in women's. Abercrombie & Fitch should go out of business for one reason. You walk past them in a mall. You have to go to an allergist afterward. I actually have to divert around Abercrombie & Fitch with naked men posters everywhere you turn, with crotch shots. But that unto itself doesn't bother me. I'm used to it. The smell of the perfume that they push out with fans. Who goes to a store like that? Why would anyone shop in that place? What kind of monster does this? Watch as reporter hounds cowardly Cleveland kidnapper. Oh, what a brave reporter. Oh, what a brave reporter. The day a reporter hounds the head of the FBI, the day a reporter hounds the head of the Department of Homeland Security, the day a reporter hounds the president in the press corps, the day I'll see a brave reporter hounding Cleveland kidnapper. What about hounding? The guy's in shackles, surrounded by 50 beefy cops. Say, a brave reporter. He could face death. This is all in the Daily News. New York. Prosecutor vows depraved sicko Ariel Castro will face charges for every act of rape and assault that occurred inside Cleveland Horror Den. What a pair of brothers this is. Oof. Strange thing. I'm shocked, though, because their name is Castro. You know what I mean? That I even reported on the story. They're not white males. That's even shocking that they covered it. You know, I'm serious. He doesn't look like there's no blonde hair, no blue eyes, nothing there. Isn't that racially profiling them, the Castro brothers, in some ways? Ooh, don't even think of that. That's the whole coverage now, is this story. These three girls in the back. They were in a garden in the back, and the dog chains naked 2 years ago, and the cops missed that? The hero who kicked in the door was eating his McDonald's, said that he partied with the owner, never thought he was doing. For 10 years, there were girls living in a basement in chains, and the guy, the hero, now didn't know it. One day he knew it. Something stinks to high heaven. Sorry, I don't buy it. What's this? America's Cup tragedy. That's in my backyard. What? Olympic gold medalist Andrew Bart Simpson dies after boat capsizes during practice. No kidding. Andrew Bart Simpson, a sailing gold medalist from the UK, died on Thursday. That's today. After his racing team's 72-foot longboat tipped in San Francisco Bay. Terrible. That's bad. No joke in that one. I wasn't out there today. I never go out every day. I'm a Sunday, Saturday boater. During the week, I don't have the mental energy for it. Boston's top cop, this is on the bottom of the Daily News, underneath all of the salacious stuff. Boston's top cop says FBI, CIA failed to share info on Bomber. No kidding. Federal Bureau of Islamization failed to tell the Boston cops that they had these guys under surveillance. The Central Islamization Agency failed. You're joking. And I'm saying it because there are many men in these organizations who understand what's going on, but they've been dummied up, tape put over their mouths, rules of engagement changed, all by the Obamaites put in over their heads. They know what's going on. They report to women above them and men like women above them who are told, yes, 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 mein Führer. Former New York State Senator Shirley Huntley sentenced to year and day. Who's she? Curtis Sliwa is an inveterate world-class liar, angry ex-wife of Guardian Angels founder files, suit stemming from bizarre child support. Is he still alive? He's not on a walker somewhere in West Palm Beach? What's he walking around with that red hat for at his age? It looks to me like a 15-year-old kid from the inner city could spit on him and knock him down. Isn't he a little old for the red cap, Curtis Sliwa? Didn't he have his day in 1969? I mean, the Guardian Angels. They've been really doing a great job lately, in Boston particularly. I mean, guarding us from the Islamic invasion. Oh, yeah. You know, this is a certain time you have to give up your hand puppet, Curtis. You know, give it up on the Red Beret already. Put it in your own museum, I would say to him if I met him. But I wouldn't. Probably kick my butt, get very angry over a thing like that. Guardian Angels in this day and age. Can you believe this? They were hot in the 69-73 phase. Everyone thought they were so tough. A kid growing up in a tough slum could probably give him a knockout with one punch. Where do the rich call home? London is home to the most multi-millionaires, but New York City has most billionaires. Well, sure, you have a mayor, a soda maniac, anti-soda maniac, a billionaire. See it, Gisele Bündchen flaunts bikini body. Ooh, oh, look at her bikini body. Wow, she's hot. What about the Navy SEALs? Never heard of them. What about the treason going on at the top? Never heard of them. Look at the bikini boys and girls. Keep your eyes on the belly button. That's the country you're living in. NYPD, prize show pig beaten and battered with a rake. Oh, come on. Prize show pig beaten and battered with a rake. Giblet, a prized California show pig, was attacked and left covered in scratches and bruises after an unknown attacker battered her with a rake. What sense does that story make? I'm against animal cruelty. I give money to the elephant group. I believe God is an elephant. You know, even if you're religious, you can believe God is. How do you know God looks like a man or a woman? How do you know God doesn't look like an elephant? You can believe in God and believe God looks like an elephant. Is there an Indian out there, a Hindu listening to the show, could tell me what the elephant god is called, an Indian, in your religion? I like that idea now, the whole idea that there's different gods in Hinduism. Also, there's different gods, an elephant god, a tiger god, a nose god, a lip god, an ear god, a knee god, an elbow god. But I'm asking you, really, what... Is there a name in the Hindu lore of the elephant god? I'd like to check that. Is it like a temple somewhere in the Bay Area? Would they have like a divinity with a long snout? With like a, huh? What's it called? Kanesha? Kanisha? Come on, you're making it up. You know, Kanishka. Kishka? It's called a Kishka? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is an urgent call to action. If the thought of Barack Obama's next 4 years makes you cringe, you need to hear this. President Obama is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, which are grounds for impeachment, as is laid out in the Constitution. In addition to trying to wipe out the Second Amendment, Obama lied to the American people about the terrorist attack in Benghazi, covered up the Fast and Furious scandal, along with four other impeachable offenses. And it appears members of Congress are close to action. The Conservative Majority Fund has a plan to begin hearings, but it starts with you. Call now to sign the official petition to impeach Barack Hussein Obama. Call 1-800-332-1499 to sign the petition. Call 1-800-332-1499 today. And if you call in the next 6 minutes, you'll receive a free Impeach Obama bumper sticker. So call 1-800-332-1499. Again, call 1-800-332-1499. That's 1-800-332-1499.
Paid for by the Conservative Majority Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. ConservativesNow.com.
I've always been a do-it-yourself person, but not all my listeners are. Look, even if you don't know the point, the end of a screwdriver from the handle, you can still transform any room in your home in about 20 minutes at Blinds.com. Yes, you're going to save a bundle on designer, blinds, shades, shutters, and even drapes. Wear Blinds.com. But as I was saying, they've also made it incredibly easy to experience the satisfaction of doing it yourself with free online how-to videos. Free! And having over 100 design experts at your service. Of course they'd be happy to send over a pro installer if you prefer. But I think you'll love doing it yourself. What gratification! Because even if you mismeasure, which is unlikely, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Where? Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Now.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading 2-year warranty with free annual re-inspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
You may trust your financial advisor with your life savings, but they could be putting your very way of life in danger, and you wouldn't even know it. The shocker is, they might not know either because of what they don't know. That's why you'll want to call for your complimentary copy of an eye-opening report revealing the 7 key questions you should ask your financial advisor before they deal a major blow to your finances. See if you're being set up for a financial disaster. We're Financial Advisor Select, a registered investment advisor that matches successful individuals with local top financial advisors all over the country. This report costs you nothing. Not reading it could cost you a fortune. Call right now and it's yours. 1-877-941-3850. Find out what your financial advisor may not know and save your fortune. It's free. Call 1-877-941-3850. That's 1-877-941-3850.
How soon do you want to feel a surge of adrenaline as you scream down a seductive stretch of black asphalt? How soon do you want to feel in total control as you embrace every curve of the road? How soon do you want to feel utterly, unconditionally passionate about your car? How soon can you want a Lexus? The answer is, now. It's your turn. Because now, at the It's Your Turn Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, you'll find surprisingly affordable 0.9% APR financing offered on every CPO model until July 1st. And every one has undergone a 161-point inspection and comes backed by a 3-year or 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty and roadside assistance. The Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. No matter how soon you get here, it can't be soon enough.
See your Northern California Lexus dealer.
Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. Warranty runs 3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. Coverage only available in the continental U.S. See your certified pre-owned Lexus dealer for program details.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
No, I had a vision the other night. I mean, that I really know how my mind works. That I was speaking to God, and the God was an elephant. I looked in the elephant's eyes. I swear, it was like a vision. How do I know what it means? I don't know why. I wasn't in the zoo or anything. Then I look up that there's a Hindu Indian god named Ganesha. Ganesha, Ganesha, and Ganesh. How do you like that? And the image is found throughout India and Nepal. Hindu sects worship him. Devotion to Ganesh is widely diffused and extends to Jains, Buddhists, and beyond India. How do you like that? I always liked elephants. There's something about their cry that cuts through, touches me. Listen to it for a minute. Isn't there something about an elephant's cry? It's unbelievable. It's astounding. How can anyone shoot an elephant? Okay, it's enough already. Wait, now already sounds like a balloon letting air out of itself. That was an overdue. No, there are elephant poachers in Africa. If I could fund it, they should be hung by their necks until dead. They should have their noses cut off while they're alive, what they're doing to the elephants. Do you know that in Rwanda, the Rwandan government is lending helicopters to poachers who are using machine guns on herds, killing mother elephants and their babies, and then going down and taking their ivory out? Some of them are still living while they pull out there. I mean, it's beyond belief. If man's inhumanity to man is bad enough, but man's inhumanity to animals is even worse. It's unbelievable. I just don't know where to begin and end with the horror. If, you know, I don't know what it is, man. I'm getting older or whatever. I can't take it anymore. Man is a horrendous creature. I'm starting to think mankind is just horrible. Look what we produce. My God. Is there any good out there in the world? I got to find good. It says first chakra, family, and consorts. I'm not totally into this thing, but I know now I'm going to be accused of being an idol worshiper and cast out. I won't listen to him anymore. That mic is dangerous. He's walked away from the path of light. It's a big world out there. I mean, you think about it. There's a billion Christians, yes. There's a billion Muslims, yes. There still leaves 4 billion people. So let's say there's a couple of 100 million atheists. They live in San Francisco. Well, it couldn't be. Let's say 10 million people in America who don't believe in anything except Obama. Ganesha. Listen. I'm going to go to a Hindu temple, maybe. I like their food. How bad can they be? They're nice people. They're always nice. I mean, always been nice. I really never met an Indian out of trouble with my whole life. Ever. I don't know what it is, the culture. They always, I get along. Some of them look like they're really dangerous. They're like nice people. You know, I always found that even when the years I spent in the Fiji Islands, it was half Indian, half Fijian. I had friends who were Fijian and Indian. Nice people, very nice. Food was good, better than poi. I couldn't handle a poi when I was down there. That ground up, horrible stuff. And I drank kava kava before you even heard of it. I was drinking Fiji water before they sold it to you. Who knew it was Fiji water? Before it was ripped off and stolen from the aquifer and turned the islands into a desert. How do they let them do that? How do they let them take the water out of there? Billions and billions of bottles of water. Where does it come from? How can it be replenished? You talk about corruption, Maine. You don't even know. The generals who are running Fiji must be letting this go on. How can you let them suck an aquifer out like that? What a racket. I didn't think of it. I was busy collecting plants trying to save the world. Some Sharpie came along. All right, take the water. Just, yeah, there's plenty of water. Just take it, put it in bottles, and sell it to the schmucks. I have water here in San Francisco from Hetch Hetchy Reservoir. It's as good as any, till they pollute it with fluoride and chlorine. They ruin it. They just give me the Hetch Hetchy and let me worry about the bacteria.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
I didn't want to memorialize boys' underwear, and I didn't want people to know that that was a preference of his and that I was dumb enough to go along with that preference.
Libiamo, Libiamo, Nigliette, Calici. Welcome to the Savage Nation. From La Traviata to La Triviata in one generation. That's the state of America. From La Traviata, the opera by Giuseppe Verdi, we have fallen to La Triviata, listening to the ramblings of a sex maniac, nymphomaniac, narcissist, lunatic, man-killer. And we can't get enough of it. There are many other things I want to talk about. 855-472-8-2, Savage Nation. It dawned on me. You know, people think that they own their show. People in radio tend to forget it's a business. They think that they own the show and they're so wonderful that people are going to love them no matter what they say or do. But in reality, most hosts are just put into a rental space. And as long as people keep shopping there, they're allowed to stay in that store. They don't own the store. So I go down the mall and I see one store says, come in here for sports, come in here for radios, come in here for gadgets. And we've all seen sporting goods stores that come and go. We've seen clothing stores come and go. We've seen cookie stores come and go. I think that if you offer a single product on your radio show, such as sliced bologna, people are going to not eat that bologna after a while. Sure, once in a while, they may want to hear about the bologna, whether it be Democrats bad, Republicans good, Obama bad, which he is. But every day, that's like eating bologna every day. Or if every day all you do is every day, you say the word, the Constitution, like it's the Holy Grail itself. Well, we all know the Constitution's important, but it's like a slice of bologna. How much bologna can you eat? People are searching the dial for something. They don't know what they're looking for. So I'm going to ask you, what are you looking for in a radio show? You see, I reinvent myself on a regular basis. My father used to do it in his little store by taking inventory. And I would say, Dad, why are you taking inventory? He said, well, I want to find out what's moving and what's not moving. Even a small shopkeeper understood that you had to keep your inventory fresh to get the people to come back to the store. When I listen to radio, I'm afraid I hear baloney. So I'm asking you, what are you looking for in a radio show? If you want to call on that, that's not what I'm going to get stuck on. Washington Rich, I hope you're listening to me on the great WMAL in the heart of the monster there. Rich on WMAL in Washington, you're on the air with Michael Savage.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir, for taking my call. I just had a few comments, sir. First of all, you know, I'm in the military, and for one thing, I take my oath extremely, extremely serious. And I haven't listened to you in very long, maybe like a month or two here, but I've been going back over all your shows and everything. I just want to say, sir, that I really, really, really appreciate what you're doing. One of the comments that I was going to talk about.
No, first of all, let me say thank you for your service. It's more important than my service.
No, sir. No.
I mean, don't underestimate your service to America, just because America doesn't appreciate it in the large scale of media support for you guys. We out here in the real America really do support you. Okay, we love our military, we love our active police, and we don't care what the illegitimate media has to say. So what's on your mind tonight?
I appreciate that, Michael. One of the things that I talked to, you know, your person earlier on screening the calls, you know, sexual assault awareness training, how much, you know, we, you know, receive that in the Navy, you know, once a quarter.
Oh, in the Navy, the floating bordellos with propellers.
Yes, sir, in the Navy.
Yeah, no, it's sad. I'm a great lover of the Navy. I'm a boater. I've always been in love with the U.S. Navy going back to the history of the beginning. And I visited the USS Stennis as a guest. And believe me, when I watched those young men flying those Hornet off the Hornets, I think it's the FA-18 Hornets off the deck in the middle of the night with the afterburners on. It was like watching rockets take off. I can't imagine anything greater. And I really did appreciate the ships. But when I looked down below and I saw that it looked like basically the high schools I used to teach in, And I saw what they've done to the Navy and how many of those girls were getting pregnant in the military just for the benefits. I really got sick, Rich. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, exactly, Mike. I see that stuff all the time. And one of the worst things it is, I think to believe, you know, in even out in the world, it's the worst thing to be a white male, because everything out in the world and here and even in the military, if you're, you know, if you're white, then you're racist. If you're a male, then you're sexist. It's all about...
Well, that's because we've had a communist revolution in America. I've been trying to warn America what has happened. It has the cancer of the liberalism... The cancer of liberalism has now metastasized into every institution in the country, including the military. And it's only a matter of time before the entire systems, all of the systems implode. I don't know how much more people can take. I mean, I know men have been cashiering out of the military for years. It began with Clinton. And I don't want to turn this into a military show, but I know a man who was a career Navy captain who told me that he was fired because he had my book, one of my hardcover books, on his desk. And one of his Gestapo seniors, a woman no less, came in, saw the book, and had him thrown out of the military for reading literature that was banned. Would you believe this?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
So that's the new military, the fascist liberalism, and people have no idea the revolution that's occurred. Look, I got to say this to you and everyone else, Rich. I try to warn people when I was talking about Mao Zedong's China, because I'm a student of history. When Mao Zedong had the Red Revolution in China, what they did was, I'll give you one little example. They went in to hospitals, and they said that the surgeons, see, this was not about race, it was about class warfare, because they were all Chinese, right? They went into the hospitals, and they said that the surgeon was a counter-revolutionary elitist, and they put the surgeon into the laundry of the hospital and made him a laundress, and they took these peasant girls from the laundry and put them into the surgical theaters and said, you are a surgeon and a doctor now. And if the girl said to the commandant, but I don't know how to do it, they said, you're a counter-revolutionary, and they put her into an internment camp. This is what happened in communist China under Mao Zedong. Don't think we're too far away from that here. When you look at the incompetence in this country that is being fostered upon the competent, you'll understand exactly what I'm saying, Rich. I'm sure you get it in the Navy.
I see that all the time in the Navy, Michael. Any time that I bring up any type of common sense to these people, they're all like, oh, guns are bad. You don't need guns. I mean, you know.
In the military, they're telling you guns are bad?
The people that I work with.
In the military, guns are bad? So what are they going to defend their ships with?
In the Navy, there are socialists in my military that I work with that tell me guns are bad.
Well, maybe airplanes are bad, too. Look, you know, there is a solution to the problem with the Navy, which is that they can hire the guy that they have in the Army to run the Navy as well, and Dempsey can put all of the Navy ships into port. He can mothball them and just keep them as floating bordellos and floating reeducation centers. And he can certainly let the young ladies continue to get pregnant at government expense and throw at anyone who can fire a gun or fly a plane. That would be a solution. All you got to do is plug into shore power.
Yeah, it's true. When I take these people,
Rich, look, to me, I'm gonna get too sardonic for my own good, because I gotta cut it off. It gets me sick, actually, to even keep repeating the truths that I actually see. And I don't know if people understand what I'm saying. Maybe they don't. Maybe they do. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing, so.
Scratching and biting.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching. She was licking 24 hours a day.
I was so desperate to try and take care of Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problems and eczema in his ears, because he keeps me up at night, constantly licking his feet and scratching his ears. I heard about Dinovite when I went to Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The seaweed. The kelp.
The digestive enzyme that are cooked out of regular dog food.
I tried the product and saw a dramatic improvement on the eczema in his ears, and he stopped licking at night, which got both of us to sleep. So I reordered, and I couldn't be happier.
We used to call him Mr. Chew, but now we call him Kid Dinovite.
He loves the Dinovite.
Another line for you. Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and then helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to give you an update on the Serta Pro paint job. I know you've been waiting to hear all about it. Well, remember the last time I told you about the husband, not so fond of painting? So we brought in the pros, Serta Pro painters. We had a great consultation with Tim. I got my way, which is, well, let's face it, is really the best thing for all of us. We got the bathroom painted, the ceiling and all one color, very modern. And the job the guys at Serta Pro did was not only flawless, but a breeze. They met us in the morning. We went off to work. We came back to two beautifully painted rooms. They were clean. They were professional. And even to my husband's critical eye, he was very impressed. Painting is a personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you are going to look at it every day. So you should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. Call them up and see for yourself. 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C. And if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff. Ask them about it. You can also visit their website, SertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Conservative, and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
One of the articles that impressed me as an example of how far down the road we've gone towards fascism and socialism, and it starts out with a benign headline. Wisconsin's VISTA program encourages volunteers to overcome white privilege. And they're encouraging white people who work in VISTA to wear white wristbands as a reminder of their, quote, white privilege and a personal commitment to explain to minorities why they wear the white wristband on their hand. It's in a power and privilege section on racial injustice. Now, by the way, this is paid for by federal money. And this is for white liberals who work with low-income, racially diverse public schools to examine the privilege their Caucasian race confers on them. This document telling them to wear a white wristband if they're white was written by a so-called Diversity Resource Center in New Jersey. And it suggests that white people ask themselves questions such as, how do I ignore privilege? What am I doing today to undo my privilege? How do I fool myself into thinking I am powerless? And on and on and on. Now, you don't know who started this madness, do you, this Nazism? At the top of this webpage is a quotation from feminist so-called Gloria Steinem that reads, of course, the first problem for all of us, she wrote, men and women, is not to learn but to unlearn. Did you hear this? What you don't know is this was common in Mao Zedong's China. Did you know any of this? Did you know that we're now living in a communist revolution under Obama? Did you understand any of this? You know that the whole concept of white privilege has been totally manufactured by communist professors as part of the social justice movement to make white people uncomfortable with their own race, to make white children uncomfortable for being born white. And it's being pushed by Nazis of color, by the way. The fact of the matter is, this is right out of Mao Zedong's China. Let me explain this to you. So many white people will get angry hearing about this. They're going to write things as they've written on this article, such as this. Yeah, and you're sure you don't want to mention that you worked hard, made sacrifices, and denied yourself many things in order to achieve those things that you did, Mr. White Man? That you worked nights, two jobs, went without a car, so you could achieve those goals? You wouldn't want to burden those folks with your problems or give them any ideas that one just might have some personal responsibility for reaching those goals. Another one wrote, yeah, I should not mention that I, as a white man, worked a day job, went to school at night, and then worked a part-time job on the weekends. And after it's school at night, I got another job during those nights until my career took off. You hear this? So this went on in Nazi Germany when Jews were forced to wear a Star of David. It went on in Mao Zedong's time in China. And this is what leftist, progressive Democrats are doing to this country, mainly to your children. They couldn't do it to me. I'd spit in their face. They couldn't do it to you because you know better than to listen to this crap. But they're doing it to your children in colleges across America. And so I have no question to ask you. This is the equivalent of the Star of David during World War II, we know. Another person points out that it's more like the mandatory self-criticism sessions during Mao Zedong's Cultural Revolution. And then finally, someone writes this. Look around you and see what has started under Obama. They are demonizing whites, Jews, Christians, gun owners, and rich people. Add to that list if you want, but they have their targets, and they're making sure that there will be a revolution. Have you noticed that there is no ammunition available? Then someone wrote, the Soviets did the same thing with the kulaks. They were the farmers, by the way. They were deemed enemies and treated accordingly. So unless you know your history, you're condemned to repeat it. And what the communazis are doing in America's universities today is repeating history, a very dark chapter in the history of the world. The phone number here is 855-407-2-82. I really rather would go back to a topical question of the radio dial as a shopping mall. And if I listen to certain shows and every day, no matter when I tune in, and I try sometimes over a three-hour stretch, it doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter what time. It doesn't matter what segment. Whenever I click the radio on, I hear the same thing. The Constitution. Unless you respect the Constitution. Well, we know the Constitution's an important document, but that's not radio. This is not a boring high school class in civics. And if you start to sound like an old commie professor in a dirty brown suit with a tuna fish stain on your pocket, even if you're espousing so-called conservatism, you still sound like a tin horn Karl Marx, or worse yet, a tin horn other greasy communist from the 1950s in the Bronx schools or the Queens schools or the Brooklyn schools. They were filled with these commies with bad old suits. And if you start to sound like that on the radio, you're finished. You're gone. It's late on the East Coast. It's early late evening on the West Coast. George Soros earns $19 million in 36 hours on a currency bet. No, he earned $60 million on a currency bet in 36 hours. That's Obama's money changer, George Soros. So let me read you a paragraph. I'm tired of politics already. A Time for War by Michael Savage, my new novel. I'm going to read you about North Beach, where my character, the hero, is visiting a restaurant in North Beach that I go to all the time. And it starts with this. The table's wobbly, Abe Cohn complained good-naturedly. That's because you moved the cardboard, Bruno Sfamante replied, pointing to the toe of the man's Nike. Four menus tucked under his arm, he bent to shove the cardboard back. That's real classy, Abe said across Bruno's back. Vegan thin with a long gray ponytail, Abe winked at Jack and Doc Mattson. So says the man in the Rolling Stones sweatshirt, said Doc. Abe Cohen was an unrepentant leftist hippie who owned a poster shop that catered to San Francisco's aging flower power population. Doc Mattson, older in God, 6'2", with granite eyes and a cowboy hat over his white hair, was one of Jack's oldest and dearest friends. They shared a love of wine and a distaste for doctrinaire leftists, but Doc and Abe disagreed with a vengeance on just about everything. Jack had met them for brunch at Spumante's, Bruno's restaurant in North Beach. Hey, this sweatshirt is vintage from Altamont, Abe said. The prosecution rests, Bruno replied. He stood, his bald head glistening with perspiration under the warming sun, and his lucky black vest showing its age. He had worn it every day since he opened his doors 17 years before. 50-year-old Bruno Sfamante passed laminated menus to the three guests. They were seated at one of a dozen tables outside the restaurant. Because it was a weekday, brunch was not a busy time. Bruno didn't make money being open this early. He did it so his regulars could have coffee or melon, and also, Jack knew, so he could have an audience for his Mussolini-esque monologues. Bruno smiled and bent to give Eddie a brisk rub on the head when he was finished. Jack knew this was probably the last smile Bruno would crack all day. The hard-working son of immigrants, Bruno was a fierce supporter of what he called American truth, the nation's original compass settings, and he was chronically glum over the way the United States had become what he called left behind. And he wasn't referring to end of days, but the socialism in a body part. Bruno's spontaneous, combative monologues had made him something of a tourist attraction in the Italian district. He said, "You hippies, you were moth-eaten 43 years ago when that shirt was new," Bruno said, as a waiter brought water. "They were called conscientious objectors in my father's day and cowards in my grandfather's day." Abe says, "Your grasp of social movements is matched only by your understanding of how to properly fix a table." "Hey, this is an earthquake zone, Chicago," Bruno snapped. What you fix today will be broken tomorrow." "What did he just call Abe?" Jack asked Doc. Doc knew how to curse in 40 languages. "I can't repeat it on the air. It's a family show." Jack laughed. "By the way, Abe, I stumbled across an article about hippies," he added, "specifically counterintelligence. Anyway, I go on and on. It's really well written. A Time for War. You should read it for one reason. Not to enrich me, because I don't need it, but to enrich yourself because you need it."
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, South Talk 560 KSFO. Stephanie's daycare in Milpitas is closed, the result of a surprise visit by the California Department of Social Services. ABC 7 News has learned the visit to the home daycare last month reportedly led to the discovery of a baby boy in a closet. The infant was strapped into his car seat facing the back wall of the closet. She got her wish. Sacramento County Sheriff's officials say a woman, 31 years old, wanted to quit smoking so bad that she slapped a deputy so they'd throw her in jail. Deputy Matt Comboy says Etta Lopez slapped him in the face as he left the Sacramento County Jail earlier this week. Lopez reportedly waited for hours outside the jail for her chance. She faces charges of assault on a police officer. Taking a look at the roadways, eastbound Fort Railroad Avenue, have an accident there. Should be off to the right shoulder. A couple of cars and some injuries involved. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge, have a stalled car. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space designed to all listeners who respond to this ad right now by calling 877-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will come to your home, shoot photos, and design your dream exterior oasis, complete with digital renderings, absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design.
This season, love your home again with our beautiful interlocking paving stones, SP Turf, fire pits, custom-built in barbecues, and wonderful outdoor lighting. Act now and take advantage of our most aggressive pricing ever, and with your good credit, get 12 months no interest.
Remember, this incredible free design offer is available to all listeners right now. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or click systempavers.com.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
I need to lose 10 pounds, but I just don't have time to exercise.
With Live Skinny, losing the weight is as simple as drinking from a water bottle. And today you can get Live Skinny for free.
I just drink water?
Yes, it's literally weight loss support in a water bottle. Want proof? The active ingredients in Live Skinny, endorsed by celebrity TV doctors, showed how Live Skinny boosts your body's own natural metabolism and burns away the fat. All you have to do is drink. With clinically proven ingredients, Live Skinny's raspberry ketone, green coffee bean, African mango extract, and Garcinia Cambogia are guaranteed to help you lose weight, and right now it's free.
How do I get it for free?
Free trials of Live Skinny are available right now at freeliveskinny.com. Get rid of those nagging 10 to 20 pounds. Women reported losing up to 11 pounds in the first week. In fact, a 10-week study shows participants lost an average of 28 pounds and over 18% of their body fat. So get your free Live Skinny trial today at freeliveskinny.com. But hurry, this free trial offer is only available to the first 100 people 18 years or older. So lose the weight and live skinny at freeliveskinny.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
So as I walked in the mall, I mean, I saw stores come and go. Even Abercrombie and Fitch, thank God they threw them out of business because the stink of the perfume that they were blowing out into the mall. I used to have to walk around that store. Whenever I passed like a coffee store, then I knew there was another store. The AT&T store is filled with the true believers who think that it's the Holy Grail, that if they go in and get a new iPhone, they're going to be taller, thinner, perhaps even whiter. God only knows. They may even be whiter if they get the right iPhone. I really don't know what they're buying it for. But they do think it's the Holy Grail. Right after that, there was an Abercrombie & Fitch. My eyes would smart. I would sneeze. I would wheeze. They were blowing perfume out into the mall. Well, they're gone. So you see, if you continue to give out the same baloney every day, even if it's perfume baloney, the people will stop coming to your store. So again, I have to ask you, again, if you are in the mall, the radio mall, look, in any big city, there's 70 radio stations. You realize that? Internet. How many internet sites are there? I don't know how many there are. I mean, in politics, unlimited. 70 radio stations in my city, 75. Internet. Any other choices? Television, do I have to remind you, right? So that you're listening to my show is a privilege. Apparently, I have a loyal following that will listen to me even if I got up and read the phone book, some of you would listen to the show. But I don't want to do that. I try to give it to you on a regular basis. Now, one of the other topics we're going to talk about, you can't call on that of what you're looking for in the radio mall in topics or what you'd like to hear. 855-400-7282 is the phone number to the Savage Nation. I found another article that intrigued me. Americans and religion increasingly parting ways, new survey shows. Religious affiliation in the United States is the lowest point since it began to be tracked in 1930s, according to analysis of newly released survey data by researchers from the University of California at Berkeley and Duke University. Last year, they say one in five Americans claimed they had no religious preference, more than double the number reported in 1990. Fewer Americans affiliated with an organized religion survey shows UC Berkeley sociologists, blah, blah, blah. Now, first of all, this is a biased study. The minute you see UC Berkeley and sociologist in one line, you know it's a left-wing biased study. I'm a trained epidemiologist. I can tell you right now, I can get it. If I wanted to be a sociologist, I can make up any question I wanted and get any answer I wanted. However, I do believe that there is some validity to the results. The researchers found that 20% of a nationally representative group, they don't say what the group is, by the way, reported no religious preference. Then they say that's a jump from 1990 when all but 8% of Americans polled identified with an organized faith, right? So they ask this question in the survey. What is your religious preference? Is it Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, some other religion, or no religion? And it says liberals are far more likely to claim no religion. That's 40%. Conservatives, only 9% claim no religion. Men are more likely than women to claim no religion. More whites claim no religion. 21% said no religion, compared to African Americans, only 17%. And Mexican Americans, only 14% said no religion. This is very interesting, isn't it, by the way? Darn, they can't do anything with those blacks and Mexicans, can they, those liberals? No matter how they try, they just can't beat God out of them. They don't know what to do with that yet. Give them a little time. More than one-third of 18 to 24-year-olds claim no religion, compared to just 7% of those 75 and older. So if you're an oldster getting ready for the coffin or whatever, most of you still believe in a religion. The young ones are atheists. They believe in nothing. All they believe is in partying and whatever. Residents of the Midwestern and Southern states were least likely to claim no religion, compared to respondents in the Western, Mountain, and Northeastern states. In other words, states run by people like Mayor Bloomberg generally claim no religion. No soda, no religion. No soda, no religion. No justice, no peace. Remember that? Well, they could put out a new bumper sticker in Manhattan for the few cars that are allowed, or put them on bicycles, which is no soda, no religion. I don't know if it would take. Now, what about educational differences? According to this biased survey, educational differences, roll the drums, among those claiming no religion are small. Okay, they got it. Compared to other demographics. So in other words, it doesn't matter if you're educated or not. They say the results are about the same. Now, to summarize, 855-400-7282 is the phone number on the Savage Nation. I'm the Savage app. Now, what do you want this Savage app to deliver to you on a daily basis? That's really what I'm asking you. I'm not going to give you sliced bologna by talking about the Bill of Rights or the Constitution or continuously bashing Obama. I've written one book after another. You can read those books, read the references, and judge for yourself whether he is what I think he is. So, what religion do Americans identify with? You can pretty much guess by now, right? Actually, it caught me by surprise. About one-third of Americans identify with a blank, one-quarter are blank percent, let me start with the smallest percentage of religions. 1.5% of Americans identify with being Jewish. Very small number. One-quarter of Americans identify with being Catholic. Although 35% were raised Catholic, only 25% identify with being Catholic. One-third of Americans identify with a conservative Protestant denomination. That's very interesting. So evangelicals or Protestantism represents the largest religious group in the United States of America. That's very interesting. Back in 1972, when this survey began, only 5% of those polled claimed no religion. But it's been going up steadily, with 18% saying no religion in 2010 and 20% now saying in 2012 no religion. So here's my question to you. Religion. Why have you left your religion and why? I think I can pretty much answer the question for all of the religions out there of why and when it happened. I can pretty much tell you what happened. But I'm not going to do it. I'm going to have you do it. So if you can get on this one open line, see if you can grab it. So look, I threw the question out there. The lines are jammed as usual. And I'll do the news. I'll give you all the news. But you know, what's the difference? You can get it anywhere. I can give you just news if you want, but there are news stations. I beat them to a... Why is it that I beat the news stations in New York City on in my time slot on WABC? It's perplexing because you think, you know, I'm all news, blah, blah, blah. Well, why are people not listening to it? They're listening to me, the men. The men are, mainly men. Men, older men, intelligent men over the age of 21, not hipsters who wear childish outfits and smoke too much marijuana and think that by holding a cappuccino in their hand, they look ironic. 855, why do they want to be ironic? Why do all of the young hipsters think that looking ironic makes them look intelligent? Irony is a dead end. Irony is the easy, is the simplest form of humor. I think one of these days I'm going to give a lecture on humor, the varieties of humor. Irony, true irony is very difficult to pull off, but irony is actually simple. The most difficult form of humor is sarcasm, good sarcasm, real sarcasm. You can't learn it. You have to have grown up in a sarcastic house and have been picked on by a sarcastic mother to really be good at sarcasm. You cannot learn this in a comedy club. You need to have had a sarcastic parent. It's the only way you can be sarcastic. I'm kidding you. Lighten up a bit, for God's sakes. Do you realize everyone listening to this show right now, everyone, I don't care what your color is, I don't care what your bank account may or may not be, nor your, everyone listening to this show will be dead within 150 years. So that's like, oh, and? So what was that, Savage? That's so, it sounds profound on the face of it. A kid said that to me in high school. I thought he was a genius. He said, do you realize everyone on the planet today will be dead in 100 years? I had to raise it to 150 years, given medical advances and transplantation advances. I have to say 150 years. So you say, well, what does that mean? Actually, there is a wisdom to it. We're all traveling around on spaceship Earth. We're on the same voyage. And take a look at what happened to the ship at sea with 5,000 people, 4,000 passengers and 1,000 crew with the sewage overflowing in the hallway. It reminds me of planet Earth itself. There is a carrying capacity to a cruise ship. Remember I said that to you? There's a carrying capacity. There's a limit. But what happened here was the engineer said, okay, there's no limit theoretically to the size ship we can build you. So then they said, okay, we can carry 1,000 passengers, 1,000 crew, make it da, da, da. So they kept going up, 2,000, 1,000, 3,000, 1,000. So that's like 5,000, no problem. Meanwhile, feces are overflowing into the halls. That's called a limit. That's called the carrying capacity limit of a cruise ship. They've reached their limits. Airplane, too big. The Dreamliner, boom, gone, can't fly it. Limits. See, there are limits to everything. And I've told you this before. I should get a Nobel Prize in economics for this. There is a limit to an economy. It cannot keep expanding exponentially. That's one of the mythologies of America. And I love America. There is a limit to an economy. It cannot keep expanding exponentially. Just as a government cannot keep expanding exponentially, as the idiot, communist, Marxist, academic fools keep doing to us. They're expanding the government exponentially, whether it be federal, state, or local. They don't understand there's a limit to it, carrying capacity. Same thing as a cruise ship. There's a limit. Let's take some callers now. Let's start on, well, I don't know, man. I have such good calls. Man and woman. I don't like the word man. It's antiquated. The 70s are dead. You know, it's another thing. It's very hard to know how to call your audience. People, that's too communist. Like, hey, people, how are you? No, that's too left. Man is too. You say, hey, man, that's going to sound like you're trying to sound too cool, like you're a jazz, you know, jazz club guy in the 60s. Who uses it? You don't know what to say about people anymore. You have to invent the language. My friend, idiotic. Yes, my friend. That sounds like a pompous politician. From another era, another country. Like, it's like channeling a politician from Bulgaria in translation. My friend, what are you, a Roman? I mean, what is this, my friend? You don't know the people. They're not your friends. Any talk shows who thinks his listeners are his friends should be his own lawyer. Any talk shows who thinks his listeners are his friends should eat some of the food that listeners send. First rule in talk radio, I learned it the first week. Never eat listener food. Dear Mike, we love you so much that Marvin and I put together this cake for you. Please enjoy it. That cake goes right into the toilet because you don't know what Marvin put into the cake, right? So I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment. Also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems with free service calls between treatments if needed and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really a tenant.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-363-2674 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-363-2674. 800-363-2674.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
That captures it. That about captures my mood today. Nina Rota, remember him? What a great composer he was. I was thinking about that. Nina Rota, who did the Godfather theme, I believe. It's unbelievable. When you think back of films of that day, shot in remarkable, you know, stock, whether it was ektachrome, whatever they used, as opposed to video. But everything was big. The music was big. The actors were big. The scripts were big. The themes were big. Everything was big. You went into a movie and you came out somewhat modified. Your consciousness had been changed. I mean, I'm a movie nut. I don't get changed by movies. I enjoy them. I'm entertained by them, but I never move by them anymore. Whatever. Things change. Nothing remains the same, as we all know that, right? But anyway, to get back to my main theme, it is sort of a circus. The radio dial is a circus with different acts. Hey, here's the sports act. Hey, you want to come here to the news act? Well, we're the liberal act over here.
We're the conservative act over here.
We're the funny act over here. Hey, come in here. Here's the dirty act up here on the other band. We'll do dirty stuff. Ha! We'll say the dirty words for you over here on Sirius. Oh, yeah, tune us in. Put it in your car. Only $29 a second. We'll say the dirty words five-year-olds say.
We're the legal act. You know, you get the picture, right? Now, no one person could do it all except me who just did it. But as I say, the more I listen to conservative talk, the more I hear single-sliced bologna sandwiches, there's not even any vegetables on it. And I don't know about you, but I can't take it anymore. I'm trying to save conservative radio. Liberal radio's dead. There is no liberal radio. It's gone. There's only liberal television news. But there is no liberal radio. You could say NPR is. It should have been defunded 20 years ago since it's a liberal outlet. That's all it is. It's not fair-minded in any way. It sounds it. Because they play Vivaldi, but just because you hear Vivaldi and people speak like they're from England doesn't mean they're objective. I mean, I can be more objective sounding like I'm from the Bronx, because I am from the Bronx originally. And I'm more objective than a phony with an English accent, by the way. I have nothing against English accents. I've always been somewhat of an Anglophile, incidentally, until they banned me. And even then, I'm still an Anglophile. I just don't like communist liberals from England. That's all. So I'm asking you, what do you want to hear in the mall? The Savage app is open for business. There are so many people advertising on my show, thank God, now. They're lining up around America to get on the Savage Nation. They know this is going to be the last man standing in radio. They understand where America is going. They understand they're all coming into my mall. They understand they're all in my mall. They all want to have their signs up in my mall. Let's go to Frank on WABC. Go ahead, Frank. You're on the air.
Dr. Savage, I just wanted to comment about your radio station. We've been listening since we moved from Albany to the Finger Lakes with our grandfather. I really think you're kind of like a grandfather because you are refreshing, exciting, unpredictable, focused. I love the stories about the food that you talk about. I mean, you don't provide the same old bologna. You're kind of like a Reuben or an Italian sandwich. You never know what you're going to get.
Hey, no one said that about me before, that I'm like an Italian sandwich. I like that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's very refreshing with the stories that you tell. I love to hear the
Well, I hope it's not too low-fat for you.
No.
Thanks for the call. I'll give you a low-fat mortadella. You know, I didn't get any calls on the God question. Remember I read you the thing, the study, that fewer people... Here, Americans and religion increasing party ways, new survey shows. Lance, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael, on the religious question, so you've just weighed out the percentages. About 60% are identifying with some of or one of the major religions, and it seems to me that many of them are merely members of a club, and they have divorced faith in God from the membership in a religion. And it occurs to me that you have been, your relationship with God is such that God has chased you. I think that you haven't so much found God as God has found you.
You mean one or me, Michael?
I mean you.
Michael Savage, God's been chasing me, how?
Well, I think so. You said that you've had kind of a troubled relationship with God.
I do. It's gotten more trouble, increasingly more troubled over the last few years. Since radical Islam appeared on the planet, I've become very perplexed about religion. Because if they can be doing those things in the name of God, something's wrong with the picture.
Well, it's the usurpation of the name of God, it occurs to me. And
okay, then why does this country permit it? Why do we bend over backwards and say all religions are equal? They're not all equal. That's nonsense. That's utter nonsense. If Christianity has peace and love thy neighbor as a principal tenet, and Judaism has that as a principal tenet, why do we permit a religion that teaches cut thy neighbor's throat into the country?
Freedom. Freedom is a double-edged sword.
Well, I'm sorry. Then that freedom is a Trojan horse. That freedom is going to kill us all.
It certainly is, but you have to look at the truth of what's going on here in order to judge it and determine the false from the true.
Well, what's the false and what's the true? What do you mean God's chasing me? I don't quite get it.
Well, he's given you the forum. And you're...
Yeah, that absolutely. Look, that I agree with.
Yes.
You don't understand. You may be one of the few listeners who understand how profound that is. I was dead in the water at age 50. I had nothing. And I begged God to give me a living, and here I am on radio 18 years later. I had another opportunity to disappear from the airwaves forever, and I swear it was God's hand that brought me back to radio, to a bigger audience, on better stations. Literally, it was God's hand reaching down to do this. I didn't do it. I was involved. I had to take the gift God gave me and pursue it, but it did not come. It came out of the blue. It was God's hand again. I know it was.
Well, you're wanted. And it's not just by people who are down here breathing, you know. Somebody else wants you to say certain things, and I'm quite certain you're going to continue. And there will be adversity because this is part of the great voyage that you're on. So thanks for letting us ride along. As to what you should call the audience, I personally would be called a minion.
Minion.
A minion. One of the minions, right? My minions.
Ah, not a mignon, but one of the minions.
Not a filet mignon, no.
No. In the Jewish religion, a minion is a group of 10 men who are necessary, who are required to make a prayer session. You must have a minion. That's 10 men. But you're saying in the English language, you're using the word minion, one of the minions.
Correct.
Interesting language. I love English, don't you? It's a complicated language. I can't imagine how hard it is to learn this language.
The problem with English is that it's a degenerated Latin with Germanic grammar and a whole bunch of French vocabulary.
That's true. It's 100% true. If you look at the etymological dictionary, so many of our words are derived from the French. People don't even realize that.
Quite right.
Let me send you a copy of A Time for War, my novel, which I'm very proud of. One day people are going to recognize what I've given the earth. No, it's not woe is me. I'm great. I'm not saying that. I'm telling you one day. They're going to say, this man could not have produced all of that. It's impossible. But it's okay. That's the way it is. Doesn't matter. I'm not Jody Arias, so I don't have the publicity that she does. Wow, she having some ride now. Talk about eyeless in Gaza and godless in eyeless.
Savage.